Welcome back to the Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your host. This is your brother. This is your man of God, Ron. I'm back with another episode, guys. As you can hear, it's raining. I'm doing this in my car. The intro music won't be in this one. No, I was just sitting at work and I'm here in the car, man. I had an idea about the next podcast and I kind of mapped it out a little bit at work. And then now here we are. So hopefully the audio is great. I checked it. It sounds like the rain. You can hear it. Maybe this will be soothing at the same time. You know, hopefully the rain can stop. Lord, you know. But yeah, man, it sounded cool from the tester. Whatever. I'm out in the car, man. I'm at work. I'm on my lunch. And I was like, hey, this'll be the perfect time. If I don't like it, guys, you guys won't hear this. If it sounds too, if everything isn't right, then we'll go from there. But this is episode 2. And one of the biggest things I want to speak about on this podcast is relationships. Relationships. Definitely, we're going to go over our relationship with our Heavenly Father, our relationship and knowing and accepting and bringing Christ into our lives and walking with Him for sure. Today, we're going to speak about relationships in general, relationships with like our parents. If you're in relationships, you know, you have a wife, girlfriend, husband, boyfriend, whatever the case may be, right? Relationships. Because relationships, I found out in life, are very important. People are very important. God uses people, first off. He uses people, you and I, every single day. So this, and I had to get out of this recluse, not antisocial, but just to myself attitude that I developed over time. And of course, there were so many other things that affected that. You know, I used to drink really, really heavy, all types of things. So I just became this, like, to myself on an island, stranded on an island. But no, relationships are very important because God put people in your life for a reason. So if you suck at relationships, which I do, I've been worse, and I've gotten so much better just with my walk, just building relationships, maintaining relationships, restoring, which God has to help with that. Restoring a relationship is very, very difficult because, you know, you go so long without. It's just like a plant, you know, you go so long without watering it and it's about to literally die, that plant. There's things you got to do to get it restored, to recultivate it. You got to change the pot, the soil, start adding water. It's a lot you got to do. But relationships are so important, man. Like, I've been, first off, I'll just say, just from a young, when I was a kid, you know, suffering with like abandonment and just so many other different things, which we will get into because this is part of the unveiling process. This is part of the revealing and unveiling and removing certain, we can say chains, bondage, scars, just removing a layer, right, to get to the precious cargo, right? To get to and to get through, right? But since I was young, man, it was, you know, my relationship with my father and my mother has always, well, my dad not really being there, like really wasn't, you know, because of which we'll get into another time. Me and my dad's relationship is much better now. And we're still growing, just like that, restoring. But as a kid, those habits and that door was opened, right, for just being horrible in relationships when I was a kid, you know. That door is open for a lot of us, right, when we don't have the best relationship with our parents. That's where it starts. for most of us. It's the person that God put here that you have to depend on, and truly, truly, no matter what, you love them because you just can't help that. They're your parents, right? You came from them. When that relationship is not the best, or there isn't one, oh wow, it that's where it starts. That's where it starts. And we must understand, like, relationships are everything. It's not, even when people say it's not about what you know, it's who you know. Like, that has to do with relationships. Relationships. People. Right? Relationships. People. And I was just sitting at work and I was thinking, like, man, you know, one of the biggest hurdles, one of the biggest hurdles is mending and restoring and being, I don't know if this is a word, but a great relationshiper. Y'all don't mind me. But being good at relationships. I mean, how can you have a relationship with God if you don't even understand how relationships work? Right? Because I didn't for a long time. Like, that's why I said, man, you know, it was a blessing and not so great to meet my wife at 19. For her, it's not so great because she had to deal with so much because of my imperfections, right? But the understanding the relationships and why they're so important, man, is the beginning of truly the process of becoming who God called you to be and how you are out here in this world and how God can use you. How God can use you, right? You are his tool. You are his instrument. How can he use you? And that's what I'm learning now, like at 34 years old, is that, you know, relationships matter. And it's going to be some of you who are listening to this, who know me, and who are close to me. And you can testify, like, yeah, nah, bro wasn't the best person in the relationship. He wasn't the best friend. He wasn't the best cousin, brother, whatever, you know, he just, you know, and I've gotten better, and I'm sure you guys can say, yeah, he's got so much better, but how can God use you if you don't understand or see the value in relationships and how you are with the people you put in your life, you know? If you don't, and this is something, and I'm being so truthful right now, like, the person that, and I was that person, you know, I'm still recovering and restoring relationships now, but I was that person when, you know, my relationships, a lot of them kind of just collapsed around me. And yeah, there were some issues and there were some things in those relationships. It wasn't just all me just abandoning or not doing the work in the relationships. There were things that in certain relationships, you know, they fell apart. It's usually a two-way street with that, right? If a relationship just doesn't work, it's usually because one person in the relationship did something or whatever or created this situation and the other didn't fight back, or they both created a situation and it just, they didn't do the work to bring it back, right? But that's neither here nor there. The importance of relationships, because God needs to use you. He don't need to, he wants to. But if you are so horrible at relationships, if you are not doing the work in relationships, then how can he use you, right? How? So the importance of the relationships is key, man. And I truly believe that when we start the work on ourselves and are able to be used and be better in relationships, man, you can do so much for the kingdom. You can do so much for the people around you. And that's what it's always about, the people around you. And I'm understanding that so much each day, each and every day. And please don't get discouraged. I know I have, about, you know, a relationship that is, I would say, you may think it is just, you know, it's some uncomfortable conversations that has to be had. There are some things that, you know, you have to own up to and take accountability for. But for the most part, you know, you have to take a step back and just really, truly know that it's not just about you. It's about the people around you and the people God is using you to be that tool or person in their life. You never know, man, because the people are really, really going through things. And, you know, it's selfish of you to be horrible at relationships. Yeah, I said it. You heard it here on Unveiled by Grace. It's selfish of you to be horrible in relationships. And I'm taking that too. I am eating that. I'm swallowing that too, because I mean, I've been not the best, you know. Whoo, Lord knows I've been. Pastor Jamal Bryant has a segment right now, is "You Get on My Nerves," right? I know I've gotten on a lot of people's nerves. They just, ooh-wee. Oh, Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy each day, Lord. Because I know I've been, oh, man, you know. But that's okay, because every day we get up, man, we have the chance to truly work on ourselves and put our Father ahead of everything. He gonna guide you. He's gonna show you. He's gonna change your heart. He's gonna change and transform the way you've been. And man, I realized I was so wrong for so long that it didn't make no sense. And I'm still, again, like, this is a forever. This process doesn't end. This process isn't something that happens like overnight, you know. Nothing really does, you know. Like, you know, if somebody tell you, oh, nah, yes, God has speed and his speed, and he could redeem time and do a lot for sure. But the process and growing never ends, you know. It never ends. So, relationships, man. Relationships. Be better at relationships. It's selfish of you. It's selfish. It's selfish. My godmother, Mama Nita, I'm bringing you up in the second podcast. Yeah, I know you're going to hear it. But she was telling me this the other day, you know. It's selfish. Like, don't be selfish, Ron. Like, don't be selfish. You know, she was talking about me and my wife, but she was just saying, like, get out of that it's about you. It's about you and yours. We got to get out of that. Like, you who's listening, get out of that. Because I know if you're listening, you one of them who it's all about you all the time. You worried about you and yours. And you should make sure your house is in order, and you got to take care of your family and what you need to do, because God can't use you if you ain't, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. And one of the biggest things he's working on me right now with relationships is certain family members I just stopped speaking to. It was no real issue. I mean, every family has their stuff, but it was no real issue. And then it's been so long. It's been so long. Like, he's been working on that with me as well. So please hear me when I tell you, I'm going through this right now. That's why I knew, like, I had to make this this episode about relationships quick, because we're going to always come back to relationships. It's relationships. Relationships, right? But he's working on that with me right now. It's some relatives, it's some business opportunities with certain men and women God put in my life that have just kind of, because I've been so bad at relationships, those opportunities actually, they not the same opportunities are still there, but those relationships are still there. And, you know, you have to truly, truly know that it's not just about you, man. It's bigger than you. It's for his kingdom. Because you could be the person that God uses to, for this person who could be like, you know, like, it's just, it's such a intricate and detailed thing that God, how he works. And if you just thinking about you all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, go fix that. Go call your cousin. Go call your dad. Seriously, man, go call your mother. You know, it's a lot of that going on right now where, you know, mothers aren't talking to daughters and sons, and fathers aren't talking to daughters and sons. And it be over craziness. It don't be over nothing, man. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of controlling time or when we leave, you know. And it's like, relationships, bro. Relationships, sis. For real. Like, you know, and I get it. We all busy. We got stuff we got to do. And I understand all of that. But it ain't but, you know, a minute or two to just text somebody or to call. And I'm learning that too. I promise you, don't. Because I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm talking to me too. he talking to me through me to y'all, and to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like that, you know, because I get it. So yeah, don't, relationships, people. And I'm telling you, man, when you get that, and there's some people, man, who are so good. And really, like, that's their thing. They know how to bring people together. They check on everybody. They even though they got their stuff going on, like, I never could do that. I could never do that. Like, I was always, man, you don't call me, on, you know, like that. And that's just a horrible way to be. Like, we got to get out of that, y'all. But there's some people who are really good at that. They're so good. Like, I have a cousin who just knows how to get people together. I have a friend that just, you know, like, they know how to get people together and check on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Even if nobody's checking on them, or even if, you know what I'm saying? Like, and people, and it ain't about having relationships, because what people can do for you, that's not real. I'm not talking about that. That's not what I'm talking about. Let me be clear. Let me say that, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that ain't what it's about. Yeah, we're going to use each other. Yeah, I'm going to help you. Yeah, you can help me. But I'm saying, just without any, you know what I'm saying? It's not about what you can do for me all the time. Like, that's part of it. Like, yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? You can use me, just don't misuse me, right? But still, sometimes we gotta, it's, you have to just be better at relationships, guys. You know what I'm saying? It's not about you all the time. It's not about what, it's not about any of that. It's love, operating in love, which, that's our time. I actually got to get back in here and head back to work. But we're going to definitely touch back on this. I may do a part two, guys. And lead and segue into love, operating in love, because that's been a big part of what God has been working on with me as well, too. Operating in love, that hardened heart, you know, that, oh, me, or love, operating in love. Ooh, that's going to be the next one. That's going to be part two. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I came outside and look, the rain stopped. The sun is actually busting through. Yes, Lord, we thank you for it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, man. Episode two, I promise to have these out as often as I can, as often as I'm led. I won't give you guys every Monday or every Tuesday or every day. It's however it come. Just know that they're coming. They are. They're coming, guys. And I already know episode three. We're talking about love and operating in love. In love. Whoo. But I hope you guys enjoyed this video, man. Wow. Episode two already. Episode two already. Relationships. I love you guys. This is your man of God, Ron. I am your brother. I am your friend. And this is the Unveiled by Grace podcast. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. But it's coming. All right, guys. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Oh, and have a great Memorial Day weekend. Great Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to all the people who serve this country. Shout out to first responders, nurses, just everybody who is in the business of service, servicing others. And that's not just limited to, you know, but I'm sure Memorial Day is definitely for our soldiers and the people who die for this country, which is definitely a top priority. So you guys enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Have a good time. Get with family. And enjoy. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.